I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to ABG, Asian Boss Girl, a podcast for the modern day Asian American woman. I'm Janet.
I'm Mel.
And I'm Helen.
All right, ladies, it is summer, which is usually a time when we all get to go outdoors and we get to get sunshine, be with friends and family, and like generally be out with like a lot of people. For this year, though, I know that this summer season has been a little unique because we are coming out of what we hope to be the tail end of a global pandemic. By now, you know, I know the three of us are vaccinated, most of our family and friends are, but there's still a lot of people who have not been vaccinated, and COVID is starting to pick up again.
Yeah, especially with the recent news of the new Delta variant coming out. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
It is definitely scary. And, you know, it's starting to pose a threat, and we're actually starting to see, even within LA, different places where new rules are being created. So it really feels like it's, you know, the longer that we delay getting more people vaccinated, the longer it will take for all of this to pass, essentially. So in 2020, we did an episode on COVID and we talked about our experiences when it first started.
Yeah.
And now that we're kind of like over a year out, we thought this is a good time to kind of talk about what our experience is like now with the state of COVID.
I feel like we're hitting another point of transition, even within the COVID, I guess, era or time. And we do want to give a shout out to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for making this episode happen. For those of you who are not vaccinated, go to vaccine.gov for further vaccine info and find a vaccine center near you. Everyone 12 and over is eligible. But today we do want to talk about how, you know, our lives have been impacted by being vaccinated and how our summer plans have changed or has evolved from last year.
So the three of us are vaccinated, but COVID is still out and about. So how are we managing our summer activities differently this year?
I will say when I think about like summer activities, there's different categories. So I'll go with like group activities first. So for me, I will say that this summer felt like a reunion for one of my groups of friends, which is my NorCal friends or my college friends. And everyone in that group is turning 30 this year. We did have our first gathering early in the summer in Lake Tahoe, but we made sure everyone was vaccinated before coming. And we pretty much all just stayed at the house or on the lake, but there's really no one around us. I will say, though, like, it was really nice to see people I haven't seen in over a year, because I think my NorCal friends, they're all really the first to get vaccinated, too. They take the right precautions to make sure they're safe. And we haven't really hung out in a large group, which we usually do once a year or multiple times a year. And so I think even my NorCal group of friends, they've been having, like, they have, like, mini groups sometimes or they hang out in smaller groups. So it was the first time all of us came together. We all came from different parts of California. So I will say it was really refreshing to see some of my friends. Like, I remember all of us were together and I'm like, oh, I feel so thankful because it's been like 10 years of friendship. We haven't seen each other. It felt like a gigantic reunion. So I would say that was so nice. And I feel really fortunate to be vaccinated to experience that moment with my friends.
Yeah.
And thinking about like my LA group of friends, like you guys, I didn't realize we actually hang out within the same group of people, a small set of people that I really enjoy being around. And everyone in our group is vaccinated. And I think all three of us and the extended people in our groups of friends have been updating each other on when the vaccine was available, because we knew we wanted to just be safe. But I do think all of us take comfort knowing that we are all, again, vaccinated. And there's a level of comfort I think all of us built from quarantine, having like this, like, I think I have five people in our group that we hang out with mostly. So I got really comfortable with our little group in LA. So I will say, in terms of group activities, that's what's going on. With LA opening up, there's a lot of like outdoor or public places that are now like having indoor dining. There's more restaurants that are opening up and stuff like that. I will say that I'm someone that, even though I am vaccinated, I like to be careful. So when I go to a public place, like I went to the movie theater for the first time, and I will say it was really nice. You guys know how much I love the movies. I watched Black Widow with Helen, so that was nice. But all of us had our masks on unless we were like eating popcorn or having snacks. I think it's just like the habit of being safe that we're just wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I will say it's refreshing to go to coffee shops now and be able to sit indoors and just enjoy working by yourself and, you know, things like that. So in terms of managing my summer activities, I feel like I'm able to experience things I didn't get to that made me feel kind of like stuck at home during COVID when I wasn't vaccinated. But now that I am vaccinated, I get to do all these things that I'm like, yay, these are things I used to do by myself for joy that I can do now, being safe and also wearing a mask. Yeah, how about you two?
So this summer for me, similar to you, Mel, I've had some pretty big reunions. I had my family come visit me from Boston, which was honestly something I was a little bit afraid of, just because my whole family was going to get on a plane together and come all the way over from Boston to LA. But the last time that I saw them prior to this visit was last June of 2020 for Father's Day. And that was a whole freaking year ago. And I still remember, like, this past Thanksgiving and Christmas, I was just so sad. Like, I never spent Thanksgiving or Christmas without my family. And I am just such a big family person that I literally felt, like, mad at COVID. And I don't know if anyone else out there felt, and I'm sure, you know, all of us have felt this to some degree, but just like, especially during the holidays, it just felt like, you know, we were all robbed of like this feeling and this joy of what the holidays should have been like. And not even that, but just thinking about how much pain that, you know, this pandemic has caused, not just to me, but people all over the world during a time that was supposed to be joyous. And especially back then, there was no vaccine to protect us. So it's not like we could take a vaccine and still go see our families. We were just kind of stuck. So fast forward to this year and this summer, my family and I, we all got vaccinated, including my grandparents. Thank goodness for all the healthcare workers and, you know, the people who expedited all of this to happen. It's still pretty insane how all of this did happen so quickly. So thank you to anyone out there who did play a role in expediting all of this. But we had a lot of family get-togethers. We celebrated my grandpa's birthday and my dad's birthday, and we hugged and we laughed. And all of our big dinners, we still ate outdoors just to be extra cautious because we had elders around. But we would just have these huge dinners. Like one night there was hot pot with like four or five hot pots and like 20 people. And another night was like barbecue. My uncle would take out his restaurant-sized wok that used this jet engine fuel to cook up guanciale and like mixed veggies. And I was just like, yo, everyone's pulling out all the stops for this family gathering just because we haven't seen each other.
Up for all of the whole year.
We had like oysters and my cousin made a 15-hour brisket. Like, we usually go all out as a family, but I think because we hadn't gone together, we just went extra all out to make sure everyone was having a good time. And I do feel like we were safe. We were vaccinated. We ate outdoors. We put our masks on coming into the party and leaving the party. And also specifically for the kids, for anyone out there with kids, like it's really hard because they're so young. They don't really understand why they have to put this thing on their face. But I noticed that when my sister says, you know, to avoid the germs. And I guess there's a lot of cartoons out there where it's like, germs are bad for you. You know, brush your teeth. Bacteria is bad for you. So they got used to, you know, when we were wearing our masks, they would ask for the mask and be like, oh, can, like, where's my mask? You know, making sure that they were being safe as well. But yeah, that was my like summer experience, just being able to see my family again and feeling like we could do it safely and just being very thankful that there is something like the vaccine out there so that, you know, we could actually celebrate these more joyous occasions.
Yeah. Now that was a great point to make, that sometimes things have happened so much has happened, I feel like, in the last year. I almost forget what it was like before the vaccine was available. And you're right. Like, there was a period where it felt even more hopeless because we didn't know what the solution was. Mm-hmm. So that is a good point that, like, now that we know there's a solution, like, what is stopping us from, like, let's everyone kind of do their part to try to get this near the end, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In terms of my summer experiences, I think I realized from listening to Mel, you're right, like, we actually haven't as a group really changed our LA social interactions too mm-hmm. much. Like, we kind of had our small pod, you know, before we were all vaccinated. It's just that we will see each other now a little bit more frequently, mm-hmm. right? And even during quarantine, I was kind of had like the core people of some of my other like friends that are along the way towards visiting my family in Orange County, who I was still seeing like more sporadically in plan, but I was still seeing them. So now that the vaccine happened, I was kind of like, oh yeah, so I'll just go and visit them again, right? And my friend Sheila just had a newborn baby. So, you know, I texted her and I was like, hey, I'd love to come and see how you're doing, bring you some lunch and hang out. And she was like, oh yeah, totally. Hey, just checking because I'm being pretty cautious with COVID. Like, have you been hanging out with any non-vaccinated people? And because I've just been around like the LA people and no one with like kids yet really, I was like, oh shoot, you're right. Like, I totally forgot that there are people in our population still who are really vulnerable, mm-hmm, who want mm-hmm. to get vaccinated but cannot because mm-hmm. they're not of the right age yet, right?
Yeah, right.
And so that's kind of, I think for me, when I realized, okay, my method I'm going through now is like, I'm vaccinated. And most of the people I hang out with are vaccinated mm-hmm. as well. But I have gone to public places where I couldn't control like all the people around, right? And true. Not too many, but like I took a dance class like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago before they made the announcement that, you know, you should wear masks indoors again. So with the rules changing back and forth, like, you never know. So yeah. I was like, I'm vaccinated, but I'm still going to take a test. And then I'll wear like that N95 mask when I meet the baby. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of like not a rude awakening, but I think an awakening for me to realize that we're not over COVID yet, right? Mm-hmm. And also to Helen's point, at this point there is a solution, which is the vaccine. So like, what can we do to kind of try to speed things up? The other thing that's a little different with summer usually is I feel like dating in general happens, like, there's more activity in the summer usually. Like, yeah. I think socially in general, there's more activity that happened during the summer, right? But this year, because we're like, I feel like there was this rush of like, yeah, we're all vaccinated, it's cool, we could just like meet up with people. And then suddenly it's like, whoa, whoa, this, you know, the Delta variant. And, you know, you should go back, like, trying to figure out, like, well, what's the line? We're not going to go all the way back to, like, only video chatting, are we? Yeah. Or what's, like, you know, what's the best practice? So I have found that, like, I'm still preferring to go out and meet people face-to-face. Mm. But I will do it, like, I will ask them if they're vaccinated, and then we'll choose an outdoor location.
Yeah.
I feel like there was this thing, you know, about dating during COVID where everyone's like, oh, this, it's great. Now we can just video chat and you don't have to waste your time doing so many in-person interactions, right? So the last guy that I was kind of talking to, the texting was going pretty well, and we had like a video chat conversation. And it was like an hour. And I was like, oh, after that chat, I was like, I'm pretty interested, you know? But then when we met up, literally within 30 seconds, the vibe was just totally different. Mm-hmm. And it was just all this information that you get when you meet someone in person that you don't perceive over video chat. I think especially what I noticed too is it's one thing if you're doing a Zoom call and you can see their whole upper body. We were chatting through FaceTime. So all I could see was literally his like face, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and you don't get a lot of like feedback from people.
Yeah.
So I think for that reason, it's kind of like, okay, I think I still prefer to meet up in person. But that if I'm going to do that in the state that we're in, like, let's just make sure it's outdoors. Let me make sure you're vaccinated. And if we're going to be indoors, like, try to avoid indoors, but if we are at any point, like, wear a mask, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually have a date that I'm going to after this. That I shared with you, Lee. So I'm going to be walking along. We're going to Santa Monica, and the plan is just to pick up some food for takeout, and then we'll probably sit outdoors and then eat, like, you know, have some dinner, like casual dinner, and then just like walk outside and be in open air.
Yeah. Cute. I think sometimes we, by default, like our group, we're so careful that all of us are vaccinated, we forget that there's others who actually aren't in the public space.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it made me think about two things. Like, so it's this summer, it's, you know, again, it's a summer reunion, but for me also, it's a summer of weddings. Like, I'm in another wedding party and a bachelorette party is coming up, which I'm leaving for tomorrow. And I think they've been planning this bachelorette party for a year, But knowing that COVID, like, it can change plans. And so I think before they made the new announcement, like, everyone has to wear a mask, I think, indoor, out, mm-hmm. is it out, indoors?
Indoors.
Mm-hmm. Indoors. They had, like, things on the schedule, like, oh, clubbing, because now it's mm-hmm. open, or, like, day clubs. And I'm just like, ooh, like, now with the Delta variant, even though I am vaccinated, I'm just like, knowing that, for example, I'm going to see Janet when I come back. Janet's going to want to see these babies. And it's not, like, it's not fair if I could, like, kind of, like, I want to use the word run amuckus. That's not the right word.
Run amuck?
Run amuckus?
No, run amuck, I don't know. But a just, mucus? Like, kind of be a little bit more, like, carefree. It does affect people directly in my circle.
Yeah,
so then after talking within our group of friends, they're like, you go to Miami? I was like, shoot. Like, I do feel uncomfortable being in a space where it's crowded.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what people are going to be. Like, I don't know if they're vaccinated. And even for me, noticing my trend in at home in LA, I don't go to large gatherings where there's, like, a lot of people in public places. So here I'm going to Miami. I was like, oh, shit, what do I do? So I actually messaged, there's a group chat with just the bridesmaids, who doesn't include the bride. I was like, hey, just asking, what are some safety precautions you guys are taking in case, like, mm-hmm. like, because all this stuff is going on. And I think with that conversation, another girl voiced her concern, saying, hey, I'm also nervous, even though I am vaccinated. Can I sit out of clubbing?
Yeah.
So then with that conversation, I think they talked to the bride, and the bride was very thoughtful. She's like, you know what? Let's scratch these, like, big public events, and let's just do, like, smaller dinners. Mm-hmm. So how do you, like, change your plans of big milestone events, like a bachelorette party or a wedding, to make it work? Because these things have already been planned. So I do appreciate and acknowledge that there's a lot of events happening that have to be kind of altered,
right?
You know,
and it's not like you're not going or you cancel the whole thing. It's just taking the extra precautions to make sure that you're safe with certain mm-hmm. events that happen. I think that's the best way to handle it.
Yeah.
Like, even Philip and I, we were talking about the Delta variant, and we were looking at within our close group of friends, and we're like, there are some people who are, you know, going to concerts and being in, like, these small spaces with a lot of people unmasked.
Mm.
And it was awkward because I was like, do we bring it up? Should we mention, mm-hmm. like, hey, be careful if you want to still hang out with us. Is that too, you know, too selfish of us saying limit your habits just mm-hmm. to make us safe, right? But at the end of the day, I think it does take someone to just say something about, like, hey, let's be careful if we're going to be hanging out within this group for such a long period of time.
Yeah.
And we're going to see our grandparents, or we're going to see babies. Mm-hmm. Like, just be aware that we want to take more precautions. And I think after we sent that message, it seemed like everyone was like, yeah, let's be more cautious about this. And we're like, okay, I think that was a good thing that we sent that message.
Yes.
You know, because you don't want to be like the Debbie Downer of, like, y'all don't do anything fun, you know, because you're going to bring COVID into our group. But I think it is necessary to make that clear.
Yeah. And then I guess the last thing about, you know, being thoughtful and considerate, I didn't realize how we are actually super fortunate to be living in the U.S. to get access to the vaccine and mm-hmm. really good vaccines. Because I was talking to my mom, and, you know, our family's been talking about going back to Taiwan since last year. And we go back almost every year, every 2 years, to see my grandpa and visit family. And my mom's on top of the news of, like, Taiwan. And they literally just got their vaccine. And my grandpa just got his first dose. I'm just like, dang. And he's like, if you were in the U.S., he's one of the first people to get vaccinated. But here I am, younger than him, mm-hmm. and I'm fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
My mom and I were like, dang, we really want to go back to see family. We want to be back in Taiwan, because it's just it's a big part of our family value is to go back to the motherland and, like, be around family. And I was like, dang, I really am really fortunate to be fully vaccinated versus here is my grandpa and other elders waiting for the mm-hmm, second dose.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it just put things into perspective, because I was, like, gunning really hard to, like, I want to go to Taiwan this year. I want to be back there. I want to try living there for a few months. But my plans were put on hold. And, like, my mom's like, everyone's plans are put on hold. And it made me realize, like, yeah, like, people there are on lockdown now, and they are still waiting to get vaccinated. So I do think we have to count our blessings, and we tend to overlook this when we're like, oh, like, we have anti-maskers here and all these other things going on. But I think sometimes I forget to scale back and think about, oh, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I still need to be careful with that, though.
Yeah.
Right.
I think as we're talking through this, I am realizing how much, like, because, you know, the three of us live in Los Angeles, and for a lot of our listeners, you're probably in your 20s and 30s, and a lot of your friends are in their 20s and 30s. They may not necessarily be around a lot of vulnerable, vaccinated mm-hmm. people, right? So we are almost assuming everyone's vaccinated now, right?
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of people who are vulnerable, and there's a lot of countries that have mm-hmm. not even the option and access, right? So I think the aspect of it being a privilege and it being consideration that there are people that your actions will affect other people is something to really think about.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
So for the moment when LA started to open up again, and suddenly we were getting invitations and opportunities to go dine in restaurants mm-hmm. and to gather with, you know, more than like seven people, to go into the movie theaters and stuff like that, it also meant kind of this like sudden increase in like social activities, right?
Yeah.
Like, how did you ladies feel? What was your experience like in kind of like navigating back into that? Were you like super excited, or were you like, whoa, I'm like kind of... You know, my tolerance is so low because, like, I'm used to, like, only seeing five people for the last year.
Yeah. I think, well, for me, there have been a few times where I've been in social situations without masks on. And I don't think that comes as a shock to a lot of people, given the messaging that, you know, the CDC had provided to us that if we'd been vaccinated, we can be in outdoor areas without masks on, right? So most of the events I've been at have been maskless. And for one, it's weird to see people's faces again.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you did not shave this whole year. And not gonna lie, it's kind of weird to see people that are not in your inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of feel like what this whole pandemic has shown us is who are your real friends? Mm. Who is going to be there for you when the world shuts down? Which basically is what happened, right?
Yeah, that's true.
The world's about to end. Who's gonna be by your side? Mm. And I feel like because we've all defined our inner circles, going back into a social setting where you're seeing people that you used to say hi to frequently, but only because you always show up at the same events as them, but otherwise you would have kind of nothing to do with them. I think seeing those types of people in my life again has definitely made me feel a different way than pre-pandemic. I feel extremely exhausted trying to keep up conversation, knowing that, you know, we hadn't made the effort to talk to each other in a year. And now we're going to pretend like nothing happened. And we're just back to this weird, you know, somewhat surface level talk again.
Mm.
So I don't know. I mean, it's not everyone that I feel that way with, because I am genuinely excited to see some people that are not in my inner circle. But for certain people whom I don't consider a friend and only talk to at events, you know, out of more like comfort of like your familiar face, I have much less stamina in me to make small talk. And, you know, whereas I used to go up and say, hi, I'm just going to sit my ass down and not move. You know, that actually happened a couple of times. And I remember turning to Philip and I was just like, should I say hi? I'm not going to say hi. I don't want to say hi. Yeah. I'm not going. He's like, don't do it then if you don't want to, you know? And I know it sounds kind of a little bit, I don't know, just negative or mean-spirited, but I think that's, I see it as me protecting my energy and my space and my time, which because of the pandemic, I do value a lot more now.
I think that is a really good point. I like the word stamina that you use, because that's what, like, I think for me, I am an introverted person. So I've always been, I think I tire out more easily. But you two, usually when we go to an event, I see you guys just like, you know, like flow across the room very easily, and you kind of and I can see that you get energy from that to some degree, right?
Yeah.
And now I've noticed it's like I can see that it can have like a draining effect when you're trying to force it, when it doesn't, when after a year it's like there isn't that connection anymore.
Yeah.
It's like we're not butterflies, we're like caterpillars, but about to bloom into our own version of what our butterfly is.
With new wings.
Yeah.
Mel looks confused. Maybe we're
like a social butterfly. We're no longer social butterfly.
At first I was a little confused. I was like, the caterpillar is like going backwards. Like you were a butterfly and then you went back to the caterpillar.
I'm like, are we a moth now? Like,
No. We were moths before, but now we're
butterflies. Oh, now you're butterflies. See. There you go. There you go. That's the direction.
I think Helen, you described it really well. Because I think I can relate to you. Like I think Janet mentioned, like when at events, when you're always the one kind of talking. But I feel like my need to socialize in group settings has gone down.
Yeah.
Like, I think I still need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need it as much, though. Like, right. I think I tire out more frequently. Like, even when we go out, I went out for the first time, I think, like, last week, and I realized by midnight, I was like, you know what? I'm ready to go home. Like, I don't need to stay out. I did my thing, and I was like, I'm ready just to leave. Like, I got my small dose, and I'm happy with that. But yeah, I think it's like what Helen said. There's, like, less, you have less stamina. For me, it's, like, less tolerance for it, too. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there were so many times pre-pandemic, there's two events that I was waiting for you two to come to arrive at an event. And I was just standing there in front of this group of people. And I was like, wow, I definitely need some wine because I cannot socialize right now. I'm tired. Yeah. And I needed my comfort people to be there so I could at least talk to you two. And it reminded me of that moment. I was like, wow, holy crap. I'm about to like step into this big social bubble that I'm not ready for. I feel like that's how I feel now. And then the small talk, for sure. Like, oh, it's exhausting. And I think for me, I'm someone that I can't turn off my, oh my God, how's everything going? Yeah, totally. Like, I don't know how to step away from that on Mel sometimes. So afterwards, I'm just like, okay, I'm tired.
Yeah. And not gonna lie, it does feel like people are maybe, I don't know if this is an LA thing, but there are definitely more like cliques now. Like, because we've only been hanging out within our own pods.
Yeah,
so anytime you're out and about, and say it's like us three, like we've gotten super close during the pandemic. And so of course our energy is going to be vibing with each other a lot more.
That's true.
And if there's someone from the outside seeing that, they might feel like, oh, things have changed a little bit. And vice versa, when we see other groups, we might feel the same.
That's true.
So I think that's where the extra level of exhaustion comes out, where you're like, I had to try extra hard to like talk to this group now because I haven't for a whole year.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you want to?
Yeah.
You
know? And the other thing to add to that is like, I think since it's been a whole year, when you guys see each other, like before pre-pandemic, I mean, we see each other every weekend at the same event or the same club. Now it's like, it's been a year. So when I see you, it's going to be like, we have a whole year to catch up on in like 5 minutes. I'm just like, I don't know if I'm mentally ready to process all these things.
Right.
This is also me saying that for them, like, I don't want to bother you with 5 minutes of my update. It's just like, you know, it's the click thing definitely is something I noticed too.
Yeah.
Another thing I will say, so I went out to like a nightclub or like a lounge for the first time in over a year. What I do not miss are the prices of drinks. I totally forgot how expensive it was to go out.
Yeah, I bought one round and I was like, and that's my budget of food for the week.
Oh my
You know, seriously, like I think, I don't know about your behavior, but for me, when I drink a little bit, I get more, what is that? Not gracious. No, it's like a...
Oh, you get more giving.
Yes.
And you want, yeah.
So I literally was like, oh, I got next round. Oh, I got next round. Yeah, and the next morning I was like, what the F, dude? Like, there literally goes my budget.
Yeah.
And so so now I'm just like, I kind of don't want to do this anymore.
Honestly, every time, and Philip and I have not gone out to like dinners, just us two, we always do like McDonald's or something. But like anytime we go out to eat, recently we went to Santa Barbara for just like a little getaway for us too, and we had a quote unquote nice dinner, and the bill was over $100. I'm like, oh my God, what the F?
Right?
Oh, it is tough. And I remember prior pandemic, we would just buy a lot of rounds too. And then it would just be like, oh, this is a thing that, you know, you give and you take. And it's, you know, it's a mutual thing with your friends. But that's why I always, you know, push shots in my bag, y'all.
That's true. Appreciate Helen filling the Crystal Geyser bottle all the time. I remember those days.
Because we know how expensive those things are, even though we still bought them. But
seriously,
prices of food and drink is ridiculous, and also with inflation everything is skyrocketing too. So I feel like things are getting even more expensive out there now.
Yes,
it's interesting hearing you two talk about the stamina and the exhaustion, because before pre-pandemic I was used to kind of being that person. What was weird is because I live alone and I like quarantined by myself, I mean I saw you ladies right, but like every other time when I was working from home or periods where we weren't seeing anyone, I was like living alone, that really made me crave more human interaction. So actually when things first started opening up, even though I'm naturally introverted, I remember being so excited those first like 2 to 3 gatherings that I went out. I was like, oh my God, I'm like feeding off this energy, talk to more people and like go out. And like we went karaokeing and I was like, yeah, you know. Also, this is pre when everything was like wore masks again. So this is when things first initially opened up. And then though, I felt like by like the fourth outing,
dude,
the energy started diving in. And then by the fifth, and then by the sixth, and then Mel, when you were like, yeah, I bought one round, and to Helen's point, I was like, this is my budget for food, for groceries. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And suddenly it was such a like like a crash, like where I was like, yeah, people. And then suddenly like, oh no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel you. I feel like I'm like a dog where like learning how to socialize again, like training your dog to like be back in the public space. I'm like, that's me. I feel like I do gravitate to more like low key, even low key like events or activities. Like again, going to the movie theater, I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. Like, and but the, you know what? I'm sitting in quiet. I'm sitting in the dark in silence next to Helen and then like Taylor on my left. I was like, this is great. We're not talking. We're watching a show. Like, I don't know. Just something about that experience is like, it doesn't drain me socially because I'm not talking, but yeah, the experience of being out in this AC filled theater, it was really nice. You know?
Actually, yeah, when Mel, you and I, when we went shopping, like that was another, like, I don't go to the mall and that seems like such a boring kind of activity almost, you know, like you're running errands, but I was like, wow, this is really nice to be out in like a public store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like what we enjoy now before, like versus pre-pandemic and now is we do activities that we weren't able to do during lockdown, but within smaller groups.
Yeah.
Like our still circle of friends with one-on-ones with each other or like our trio. So I'm actually very curious to see how this will progress in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Even for us.
For all my brides and grooms out there and everyone else in the wedding industry, it feels so, so good that weddings are back. If you are planning your own wedding and don't know where to start, check out Zola. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful by creating everything couples need all in one place. Wedding vendors, save the dates and invitations, free websites, registry, and more. With Zola, planning is convenient. You can plan your whole wedding right from your couch, online, or in Zola's 5-star app. All of Zola's tools are also completely free to use, plus free guest addressing and free shipping and returns every day. And if you have a virtual event, stream it on your Zola website for free and get free personalized paper samples to try Zola out before you buy. See what all those 5-star reviews are about. Go to zola.com/ABG today and use promo code SAVE50. That's SAVE50 to get 50% off your Save the Dates. For peace of mind, you'll receive free Change the Dates with your purchase. That's zola.com/ABG, promo code SAVE50.
Well, as we all know by now, there has been an uptick in COVID cases. As of July 15th, LA County has been mandated that masks be worn indoors again. But as of this morning, the CDC recommended that fully vaccinated Americans start wearing masks indoors again in places which have high COVID-19 transmission rates. And as we've been mentioning on this episode, there is something called the Delta variant out now. And no, this is not an episode of Loki for anyone who's been watching that. Every time I hear variant, I think about a Loki episode. I'm like, oh, wait, no. Serious, scientific things happening here. The three of us, we are not infectious disease professionals here. But, you know, because this thing is coming in hot and quick, we did look up three facts from credible sources that we've learned about the Delta variant and wanted to just share on here in case you haven't done, you know, your own research yet. So for one, the Delta variant is highly contagious. Now, this is something that I did not know, but as of the recording of this episode, the Delta variant accounted for more than 80% of new cases in the US. Right. 80%! That is a lot. People are getting sicker quicker, especially for younger people. And apparently this Delta variant spreads on average to 3 or 4 other people as compared with 1 or 2 other people through the original coronavirus strain. So not to scare everyone out there, but yikes.
And the second fact is vaccination is the best protection against the Delta variant, which is why we've been sharing and encouraging people to get vaccinated. So as of July 22nd, 97% of hospitalized patients with COVID are unvaccinated. So again, please go find your local vaccination site and get vaccinated. You will be protecting not only yourself, but the others around you.
So even once you are vaccinated, the Delta variant still is a source of risk. You know, a lot of the scientists are now looking at how the Delta variant can cause breakthrough cases or infections among people who are already fully vaccinated. And so far, they've seen that it's pretty rare, but it's still happening. And in some of the preliminary analysis, the current vaccines do appear fairly effective against diseases and hospitalization with the Delta variant, but it's also not 100%. And so actually now vaccine makers are testing booster shots to find out if they can better protect against the Delta variant and other variants that emerge in the coming months. Pfizer announced that it will seek FDA authorization for a booster dose in August, according to CNN. So this is once again showcasing how the vaccine been helping up to this point, and that as things shift, it's important to continue being vigilant about following up if you need additional shots. And in terms of recognizing the Delta variant, or, you know, kind of what are some of the symptoms, they seem to be similar to those with the original coronavirus strain and other variants, things like persistent cough, headache, fever, and sore throat. But there are also, you know, COVID patients in the UK who had reported that some of the symptoms are slightly different for the Delta. Some of them had said that cough and loss of smell are less common, and that headache, sore throat, runny nose, and fever seem to be more common. So just things to look out for.
Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned this episode, all three of us are vaccinated. I thought it would be kind of helpful to kind of walk through, like, which vaccine did you guys both get, and how was the experience or process like?
So I went with Pfizer, and everyone in my family also went with Pfizer. But to be honest, I wasn't really picky about the brand. I was just, from all the different sources I was hearing, I was like talking to friends and family and different things. And at that point, I think it was just, I wanted to get an appointment, and either with Pfizer or Moderna. And so it just kind of happened by chance that Pfizer was the one that was available for the place that I was able to book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and same for me. I was okay with going with Pfizer or the Moderna shot just because of the level of efficacy in both. I remember Pfizer had like 95% efficacy at preventing symptomatic COVID infections after two doses, and Moderna had like 94%. So they're basically the same. And I'd say whatever shot you can get, just you know, get it. But the other thing that I kind of took into account, which is definitely not scientifically driven at all, is that the Pfizer shot had come out first. So in my own mind, to sort of justify which one I would choose over the other if I had a choice, I felt like there was maybe more data points and a longer study period, which would maybe make it slightly more trustworthy. But honestly, if we had the Moderna, I would have been happy with it. Like Philip got that one. Mel, I think you got that one too, right? But for those two specific reasons, I went with the Pfizer one. Yeah, I mean, I'm someone who hates shots, and I do this thing where I have the administrator of the shot slap me at the same time of giving me the shot, just so that it evens out the pain points on my arm. So I remember the first shot, I like did not feel good at all. It didn't feel like I was hit by a bus, which is what a lot of people say it feels like, especially after the second shot. But the first one, I remember that night we had a speaking event. And that's when I was messaging the girls. We message on Slack on the side in case something comes up. And I'm just like, y'all, I'm 70%. 10 minutes later, I'm 60%. Oh my God, I'm fading. I can't keep up my energy. Like, it got bad. And I remember that night also, Janet went live
with
Wes on IG to talk about their past relationship. And it was juicy, let me tell you. I think it's saved on our social media if you want to go to our Instagram page, Asian Boss Girl, to rewatch it. But I remember, like, I was dying and then I came back to life.
I remember that.
And I, like, had my arms propped up on my bed, even though my arms are hurting, but I was just arms propped up on my bed with my phone in my hands, right? So I'm kind of just like, almost like you're reading a book, leaning on your elbows. So I was just watching that, and it was painful, but I felt better. It's weird.
It's mind over matter then. I remember, because during that live, I was texting Helen, I was like, oh my God. And then in the live, Helen goes, Mel, I can't respond back to your text right now. I'm so engaged. And I was like, dang, she came back to life. What happened?
Yeah, I actually didn't feel major effects from the vaccine on the first dose. The second, I felt a little bit like just foggy brained. I know that there's a lot of like uncertainty about the vaccine, but I feel like there's just so much more uncertainty about COVID. So I would just have rather, you know, that's the one I'm going to gamble on.
For sure. What was your experience like, Mel?
So I got Moderna, and I think like Janet, at that moment, I just wanted to get vaccinated to be safe. And I went separately because I think my schedule was off than you two. Real quickly, it was really funny. I was talking to Justin about getting vaccinated, and Justin goes, yeah, I'm going to get P Pfizer. And I go, what? And for the longest time, he kept saying P Pfizer. And I was like,
my God. That's cute.
And then we had to correct him like 10 minutes later. I thought it was really cute.
So adorable.
But I did not get P Pfizer. I got Moderna. And I went to a vaccination site where it was like an evening appointment. I think it's for people. They probably had it set for people who work during the day so they could get vaccinated in the night, which I really appreciate. And it was a community center. And also shout out to our friend Dan who went with me because he was 11. It was my appointment was at 11 p.m.
Yeah,
and he was
yeah.
like, Mel, I don't want you to be there out by yourself. So Dan walked, you know, he was there with me in line waiting. The process is pretty simple. And when you get to location, yeah, you get your vaccine. To be honest, though, I kind of wasn't sure how like getting the vaccine, like when once you're there on site, how the process would be like. Because yeah. I was like, I don't know. Because usually when I get my flu shots or any other shots, I always have it done in a doctor's office.
Mm.
So I'm used to just sitting on that little, that cushiony chair, table yeah. thingy. And then just the nurse will give me a shot. So it's my first time at like a community center. Mm. So getting this type of shot. So when I walked in, I was like, this is like an auditorium. Like, so I was kind of like a little thrown off a bit. But then they were super polite and very organized there. But I was sitting there in my chair in this line filling out the forms. And all of a sudden they wheel this cart with this bag of shots. I'm just like, that's my shot? So it just kind of like didn't like, I had a certain expectation because of all the shots I used to get as a kid at the yeah. doctor office. But honestly, the people were really nice. I got my shots. I left. And I definitely got hit with the second dose, though. Mm. And I actually heard that a lot of people feel it more with Moderna than what they did with Pfizer or Pfizer. It's glued to my bed. But the crazy yeah. thing is within 24 hours and you feel like instantly fine.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a very short period.
Yeah. And I think what really helped is that all my other friends that got vaccinated, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, they tracked or they kind of documented their symptoms.
Mm.
So when I got my shot, I was ready and
you
prepared.
You knew what to expect.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bought like Gatorade. I bought coconut water just to make sure I was really hydrated. And slept a lot. And yeah, in 24 hours, I felt fine. So that was my my story and my process with getting vaccinated.
Yeah. So tips for all of you out there who have not been vaccinated yet. You could end up feeling, in best case, no effects. And then, you know, if you do feel effects, make sure that you're prepared to just have food on hand, mm-hmm. lots of water and hydration, and, you know, empty out your schedule a bit for some rest.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, one more big thank you to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for making this episode happen for all of us. Go to vaccines.gov for further vaccine info and find a vaccine near you to help return to all the things we love safely. Everyone 12 and over is eligible.
If you don't already, please follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with your friends. You can also support us through monthly donations at anchor.fm/AsianBossGirl/support or get some merch at AsianBossGirl.myshopify.com.
If you resonate with today's episode, let us know in the comments of our IG post. If you'd like to put faces to our names, you can find us on YouTube where we share vlogs, an audience Q&A segment called GRBG, and much more. Our handle on both platforms is AsianBossGirl.
And we have a few birthday shout-outs for this week. Happy birthday to Tiffany in Atlanta from your friend Christine. This is the last of your 20s, and I hope it is memorable. Happy birthday to Abby in California from your friend Alice. She says you are truly the embodiment of an Asian boss girl. Happy 25th birthday to Shin in Los Angeles. Your friend Cindy wishes you blessings, happiness, success, adventure, and countless fluid ounces of boba. I feel you on that one. And from Vivian to Jasmine in Illinois, happy birthday and hope you have the best day ever.
If you'd like to send a shout out to a friend, check out our link tree and our link in bio on our Instagram and click on shout outs. And last but not least, thank you to our super talented editor, Michelle, for working all of her magic on our episodes, including this one.
Well, we hope everyone out there has a safe summer and we'll catch you all in the next episode.
Bye.